This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to get right to it. Four lightning quick minutes in which the week in the global economy is dissected and explained. Here to do it are Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, Sudeep, you go first. I want to talk about the GDP number out today, 2.6% last quarter, 2.5%-ish for the year. A little less than expected. Are you nervous?
I'm not necessarily nervous. We've been going through these GDP numbers the last few years that have been roughly the same when you average them out. So we're not getting the big economic liftoff, the escape velocity, all the things that we've been hoping for along the way. But, you know, considering the state of the world right now, it could be worse, and it could be worse. And you're seeing it all over the world that it is worse in most places in the world.
Well, yeah. So, Lynette, climb in here with the global economy.
I miss that
you?
Word, escape velocity. Yeah. I feel like we kind of forgot about it as everyone kind of gave up hope and was like, can we just get some jobs here?
Well, right.
Everybody's going to wonder what this means for the Fed.
Yep.
You know, will the Fed decide to raise rates? Will it not? Will it take this GDP number into account? I don't think that much has changed. I personally am in the camp that the Fed is not going to raise rates until wages increase. So to me, this doesn't make a huge difference.
All right. So we've got a thing on wages coming up in just a little bit. But since you brought it up, Lynette, let me put you on the spot. Are we still looking at this year for a rate increase from the Fed?
Some people say yes. Some people say no. Some people say mid-year. Morgan Stanley's gone ahead and said 2016.
Yeah.
I think that if the economy doesn't show signs of life soon, more analysts on Wall Street will be pushing their estimates back to forward to next year.
So we had an email exchange before we actually went on the radio, as we sometimes do, batting around ideas. And one of the things you mentioned was that Wall Street is sort of becoming of the opinion that the Fed might be out of options, that they're kind of stuck. Explain that a little bit.
Well, monetary policy can only go so far. You know, you need real, you need politicians to act. Maybe we could get some more long-lasting change to our economy, more boost tax increases or tax relief, or structural changes, maybe a little fiscal stimulus. I don't know. But, you know, what can the Fed do more than lower and raise rates? And some countries in Europe have negative rates. Everybody's like, well, what else can we do?
Sudeep, let me ask you, though, since Lynette brought it up, this idea of Washington and fiscal policy. The president's budget comes out on Monday. It's going to be, you know, posturing in this and that. Is there any chance, and I realize I'm asking for a 14th dimension here, that Congress and the White House agree on something economy-wise that is a positive?
There's a slight chance. There's always a slight chance. Never give up hope entirely. There's a reason they call budgets dead on arrival, and most of the policies that are going to be big in this budget have already been previewed. But you've already seen Republicans and Democrats at least indicate they're aligned on some areas like trade policy and maybe on corporate tax reform, which is really difficult to do in the first place. But at least they see that there is some opening. And I think the biggest difference now is that you have leadership in Congress that does want to prevent some of the serial crises that we've had. And the leaders on both sides do care about that. And obviously the White House does, too.
Let me dabble. Go ahead.
Sorry, Republicans seem like they want to look like they're getting something done. This Keystone Pipeline thing in the midst of lower gas prices, I think, is an attempt by the Republicans to make it look like they're doing something. But this isn't huge. This isn't mind-bending.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what we need. We need mind-bending.
Let me take the last 19 and a half seconds that we have, according to my clock, and ask you guys, with the Mitt Romney news that he is not running today, does Wall Street line up behind Jeb Bush? Sudeep?
I think they will. There are a few other candidates they might line up behind, such as Chris Christie.
Chris Christie, yeah.
The names are out there, and it's pretty clear where they'll align. They're going to look for somebody who's going to potentially signal that they'll have a much more pro-business bent. But there are a number of people who might be able to do that.
Lynette, what do you think?
Some people like Marco Rubio, too.
Yeah.
Some people don't like Chris Christie's attitude, and they don't love his record either.
Right.
I think Jeb will get most of the windfall from Romney.
Yeah.
But also, people are talking about Scott Walker.
Right, out of Wisconsin, yeah.
It's wide open at this point.
Well, that's why they have the elections. That's why they play the game. All right, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Have a good one, Kai.
You too.